That was obviously a secret.
It was a big secret, yeah. 40 years, it's not really 40 years, I don't think, surely.
It is, if you count all the sort of playing and everything else in.
Yeah. Played, but then went off and come back, went off and come back. But the big thing that sticks out in my mind tonight is there's a lot of players that I've played with in here. Tommy Morgan, Mikey Davis, Donald Kane, Jonah. I've got to say, I've weathered well, haven't I? Let's be honest. They've obviously had a lot harder life than I've had. It pays to be in the fire service where you can retire at 50. That's the thing.
Most importantly, most of those names you've mentioned have ended up being scoria co-commentators. You need to go over that table now and book yourself a session.
No, they're very good at what they do, I've got to say. I'm too shy.
Mike, well, let me ask you one question before you shy away. You've seen the ups and downs of this club. You've seen the highs and the lows. Obviously, important memories, but, you know, what's the biggest thing this club has given to you, do you think?
Being a local boy, pride, more than anything. Yeah, definitely pride. As you can tell in my voice. Being involved with the club for such a long time, to see it, like most clubs, peaks and troughs, to have the chance this year to play in this league with these people, managers, players, has been... I can remember the first time I met Gav in a dodgy car park a long time ago. I went home to my wife and said, "The kid's delusioned. He's talking about Europe and the Premier again." And we were just hanging by a thread, I can assure you. So this year has been like a revelation. And the man to my left has been absolutely superb in what he's done for the club.
Well, that's testimony to what you've done for the club as well. Mike, thank you very much, Diolch yn Fawr. Gavin, just join us a second while he disappears into the sunset because he's a shy boy. Two quick questions, really. One, let's talk about what Mike has done for this club and where this club would be without Mike.
Hard to say. You know, look around the room, you know, genuinely good, great football people, you know, and the man to my left, just an honest football bloke, you know. And for me, you know, still a relatively young manager, having the ability to call on his experience, you know, a bit of nous, a bit of know-how, just invaluable to me personally. You know, I class him as one of my closest friends, even though sometimes, you know, it's like looking after an OAP.
just feels. But he's a rich OAP because he's got a fire service pension.
Yeah, he does well there. But it's part of our care program, you know. We try and take someone on every year. And to be fair, he's not a bad one to have around. But the boys love him. Supporters love him. He connects us with the community and that's vital to us. And yeah, I can't speak highly enough of him.
And Mike has just hinted at it there. He's not the only person who's connected to that community, and he's not the only person who has helped Barry get to where you want it to be, up on this table again in the season after, because you were here 12 months ago at the awards. If there's another unsung hero, I've got to say, it should be handed out to three other people. This man, David and Hannah Chesterfield, because they have helped raise Barry from what it was, and they have worked hard to get everybody together and help people like Mike and everybody do their stuff. So, you know, we could hand out a few of them for Barry Town United, but it is that community spirit that I think has got you where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this year has been fantastic, and sometimes, you know what, sometimes you've got to take a step back to know, you know, where you want to go. And I suppose for some of the clubs in the room, you know, you've been in the Welsh Premier now for such a long time, sometimes you can take that for granted. Trust me, you know, when you have to scrap and fight and earn everything you've got and you get back in the Welsh Prem, it's an absolute privilege. And don't get me wrong, the challenge is hard every single week. And you heard a lot of what the guys were saying earlier in terms of standards rising. And that's only great for Welsh football. But, you know, it's down to a lot of people's hard work and a lot of people in this room as well, you know. So we're delighted to play our part. We felt the club this year has played a part in the league, both on and off the field. And long may it continue.
And thank you for looking after Jonah's sandwich order for the Wales Sea, huh? Okay. Thanks, Gav. Thanks, Mike. Well done. Diolch yn fawr.